You're listening to The Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down.
Hey guys, welcome to the Cannabis Hangout. My name is Brannon.
And I'm Saba. Welcome back.
And you are now listening to episode number 8, Preparing for Your First High. Before we dive into things, we just want to say that we realize and understand that everyone who is taking time out of their day to listen to our podcast weekly, they are not all cannabis users. And I'm sure there's people out there who don't really know what to do, how to use, how to smoke, have never done it before. So this episode is going to be just kind of a rundown with 6 different things that Saba and I recommend that you do before getting your first high.
Exciting.
Yes. So we'll just go ahead and jump right into it. First, I want to say you are going to want to have a few tools with you. There's going to be a few different ways that you can get high, but the most basic utensils are a lighter, a grinder. If you are wanting to go buy flower, an actual bud, you're going to need a grinder to grind it up or use your fingers, but I recommend a grinder. A glass jar so that you can seal your flower if that's how you're choosing to partake. A pipe if you're choosing to partake in that way. And I'm not going to say papers because if you're a first-time cannabis user and you're rolling joints, then mad props to you.
Straight up.
Anyway, so the first thing that we'll go ahead and hit on is you want to decide who you want to get high with. I think, you know, everyone who has been a first-time cannabis user or just tried anything like that, and, you know, even if it's not marijuana, you always want someone to, like, be there with you or just where you can talk it out with, because it's really nerve-wracking, you know, doing something you've never done before, and especially feeling some way that you've never felt. Mm-hmm. And you want to feel comfortable. You want to be around people, I'd say, maybe who would make you laugh. You don't have to be around anyone at all if you don't want to. Like, you can be alone if that's how you roll. And if you do, I say that if you do choose to be alone, start with a low dosage and just kind of go slow. It's nice to have somebody there too, just because, you know, you might want to talk to somebody like about what you're feeling, what you're going through, or just like laugh with in general. So that is the first thing that I would hit on with that. Do you have anything to add to that?
It also sets the vibe. Like, I feel like if I'm getting elevated with a friend, or like, you know, like, let's say it's my first time to do it was with friends, and I feel like it made for a much better, obviously, and comfortable experience. I feel like being by yourself it's fine, it's good for your first time. I feel like me personally, I'd be a little hesitant, but it's just nice to have that energy. Like, energy is the word I was looking for. Energy is,
yes,
it's awesome,
because I think
energy,
it kind of like calms your nerves too.
Totally.
You know, like, you can both figure it out together, whether you both are first time users, or it might be handy to like have someone with you who like does use marijuana or has before, you know, just so they can kind of like guide you.
Yeah. And so, just like give you pep talks if you need them, because not everyone's first time experience is the best.
Right. Exactly. So let's jump into like the second thing that we think.
Yes. So the second thing is going to be deciding what method. So, the beautiful thing about cannabis is one plant can do a multitude of different things. So we're just going to hit on 3 of the basic, most general methods. So smoking is going to be the first one. Vaping is going to be the second. And eating your edibles is going to be the third. So let's start with smoking. As far as smoking goes, if you're a first-time user, your whole experience kind of starts with your butt tender and in a dispensary. So
when we've talked about this before, do your research before you go into a dispensary, because the more knowledge they have to pour into you, the more you're going to feel comfortable going into this experience. So your budtender should be able to talk to you about the three different ways and kind of help you figure out what's best for you. But as far as smoking goes, so let's say smoking is the way you decide to consume, tell your budtender, not necessarily, of course, if you're a first time user, you're not going to know like indica sativa, but you know how you like to feel. You know, like if you've ever had a glass of wine, you know you want that glass of wine feeling at the end of the day. Or you know, mm-hmm. you know, I need something to help me focus. I need something to help take my back pain away. I need something to ease my stress a little bit.
Yeah, so kind of what's your goal into mm-hmm. it, I guess.
Yeah.
And it could just be to get high, like, and just to feel it and feel what your body does and experience it. Like, that's totally fine. That's normal.
Yes, absolutely. So smoking is obviously the first one. Talk to your budtender, like pour into them. There's no such thing as a stupid question, because we're all so new in this industry
yes.
that we're all learning together.
Your budtender is your best friend when it comes to going to a dispensary.
Yes.
And hopefully you just get a really good one and
yes.
they can help meet your needs.
Yes. So that leads me to vaping. So vaping is going to be the second one. And vaping is like, so you buy a battery and a cartridge, and the cartridge is pre-filled with cannabis and it's in wax form. So vaping,
like an oil.
Yes, it's like an oil. Yes, consistency wise. And there's many different cartridges out there, and research is so important, and talking to your budtender is so important. And even with vapes, you can go into different moods, different times of the day, mm-hmm. different, you know, really anything you're trying
potencies.
To yeah end goal. Mm-hmm. So that's, again, what's your end goal. And then the last method is going to be eating, so edibles. There's many different kinds of edibles out there. Not a lot of people, I mean, some people don't want sugars or fats in their edibles. So there, a lot of companies have done different things. Hop on Weed Maps, search brands, hop on Leafly, search, you know, just all the things.
Ask someone you trust.
Yes, ask somebody you trust. Honestly, hop on Instagram and look at hashtag OKMMJ, hashtag Oklahoma Marijuana, Oklahoma Cannabis, and you will see all these different people post about things, and you can read what people say, because we are in a community where people love to educate and
yes.
communicate.
There's also a Facebook group, the Oklahoma MMA, I believe.
I think it's Oklahoma MMA.
I think it's Oklahoma MMA too. Mm-hmm. But like, I posted something in there the other day about a certain type of ratio edible I was looking for. And there was a lot of people who commented on it. But it's just like a huge like forum group mm-hmm. for you to just say and ask whatever you want. And there's a lot of interesting stuff to read on there.
Totally. So yeah, with edibles, it's always less is more with edibles. And I say that with all forms of cannabis, but especially with edibles, because they're creepers. So edibles take about 90 minutes. I mean, everyone's body's different. Right. So your time it'll kick in will be very different. Mm-hmm. But 90 minutes is about max where you're like peaking and really feeling it. Less is always more. So if you've never done it before, I would start with the lowest dosage, so 2.5 milligrams, and then, you know, slowly work your way up as you need. Some people, they have their intestines just and liver just doesn't process it. Like, they just process really slow, so they don't get high. I have I know a lady who's half my size, and she can eat 1,000 milligrams, and I'm like, holy shit, what the hell?
No. Bye bye.
Yeah, I would be out like a light. But so yeah, less is more. Start with minimum doses, and just kind of feel it out. And I personally think gummies are the best way to start, but that's just me. Gummies are just a lot easier, in my opinion, to dose out. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite brands of gummies right now, just for those of you who are looking, is Smokies. Smokies are awesome. They're really good too. They're just easy to dose, and they have a little bit of CBD in it, which is nice. So, again, talk to your budtender about stuff like that. Brandon, do you have anything to add?
I think you covered that one pretty well.
Cool.
I'm just going to go into the next one. This is very cliche and typical sounding, but I promise it's true. Plan your snacks.
That is a really good one, actually.
This is true. You don't want to be high and then try to figure out what your body wants, what you want to eat, blah, 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 especially if it's like your first time to like use. So I always say have a water handy. you always want water when you smoke or have edibles, whatever. Water is my favorite drink in the world, and you need that. I would also say have like your favorite things to nibble on, your favorite treats, whether that's chocolate or whatever that might be to you, to each his own, but whatever is getting you going, just have that ready so you can munch on it whenever you're feeling it and whenever you're ready. So, and then I also say like, think about the taste and the flavor, like what you're wanting to eat. And I know this sounds kind of silly, like going deep into your snacks, but if you're just like trying to prepare in the best way possible, mm-hmm. like snacks are something vital that you kind of want whenever you're smoking or however you're choosing to use. Because once you're high, that's kind of what you care about, you know?
We call it setting yourself up for success.
Yes. That is a very proper way to put it, Sabas. So, yeah. Planning your snacks, take it seriously.
Yes, absolutely. So we'll jump to four, and that's getting comfortable. So just a few things I have on here to hit is put on some yoga pants, sweatpants, PJs, no pants, no shirt for the fellas, no problem.
Fill yourself with that.
Yeah, just be as comfortable, however you feel comfortable, get comfortable. If you need to get in your bed, get cozy. Y'all know that feeling I'm talking about when you just get all bundled up in your bed, just mm-hmm. lay there. That honestly is my favorite time to smoke because I just am like, I can just melt into my bed and I just have a great night's sleep. So yeah, put those comfy clothes on, turn your favorite music on. Obviously if you like crazy music, listen to crazy music, but I suggest calming is best. Your favorite tune, just kind of lightly have it playing in the background. It really sets that vibe.
It's a vibe for sure, major.
Yeah, absolutely vibe. And it's just nice because I feel like I enjoy music more when I'm elevated. And
yes.
I just like appreciate the beat, the artist.
Yes.
Everything, the whole experience.
There's one, just as a quick recommendation, on Spotify called Lo-Fi Beats that I listen to all the time. And it's just dope, awesome beats that just kind of have you like nodding your head. All instrumentals, no words, and it's a great, you know, just background music for just being high.
It's really nice. I actually enjoy it. Turn the lights down if you want. That's, you know, mm-hmm. just set the ambiance. It's all about a vibe, especially if it's your first time. Set yourself up for these little successes because the end result will be better. It'll just be a really good time. And just be ready to relax. Don't overthink it. Definitely don't overthink it. If you're, you know, just roll with it.
Right.
And, I mean, nothing crazy is going to happen to you.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable, if you're in your own space, you got the snacks, you got the setup, you're pretty plugged up.
That is very true. The next thing I would say, you guys, is to consider your activities. And I'm not saying like make a whole list of like the places you want to go and the things you want to do like when you get stoned. But what I'm saying is a lot of people like to pursue something creative when they smoke, if that's your goal. I mean, it's totally cool to veg out too, because I feel you on that level. But just some ideas, like there's when you're high, like coloring is fun. A lot of the coloring books.
Yes.
Say you like to knit. Say you like to put things together. Painting. Painting is one of my favorite things to do. It's so therapeutic. And I mean, if you haven't ever done that, just go get yourself a white canvas board and grab you some paint. And you don't even have to be an artist. But that's just something that is fun. Whether it's video games or your favorite show, like binge watch your favorite TV show if you want to do that. Like if Grace and Frankie is your thing, like turn that on and just get high and let your body roll with it. Like you're going to appreciate the laughs and a lot of things so much more. And one of my favorite things to do while smoking and just being high and letting everything set in is stretching. That is euphoric to me because my body is relaxed. If I want to do some yoga in my living room, whatever, just like even in silence, like your body feels so good and your stretches are so much more intensified, but you can just feel it all in the way that you really need to.
I love doing yoga when I'm high. It just feels so
good. One more thing. Journaling, if you want to journal, if you're a journaler, I know there's a ton of people out there who do like to write.
Yes.
But if you want to like document or just write about how you feel, you know, like, you know, write about the edible you took, how many milligrams it was, the flower you smoked, where you got it, what kind it was, what it makes you feel like, was it tasty, you know, however you want to. That's, you know, just another little idea for you.
Yes. Which leads me to say, relax and enjoy your high. Again, I'm going to stress, do not overthink it. Notice how your body's feeling. If you're a new cannabis user, every experience is very different because every strain is very different. Mm-hmm. If you're consuming flower, every edible and vape cartridges are very different. So notice how you're feeling. And like Brandon said with the journaling, like write that stuff down. Take those notes. That way, if you don't like something, cool, you know that you don't like it. Or if you really like something, you know what brand it is, mm-hmm. where to go find it, how much you took, so you know that this is where, you know, this is where what gets me where I need to be. It's all about trial and error. But yeah, notice how your body's feeling. Enjoy the mood boost. That's one thing that cannabis does for me. Mm-hmm. Even before I hopped on to record this podcast, I was so stressed out and just in a very, like, on-edge mood. And I smoked a little bowl Bran had ready for me, and it completely like changed my mood, and I just feel so much better now.
It was Crown Cola.
Shout out to Crown, or shout Cola out to Cola Organics. But yeah, so like I know that Crown Cola, and obviously Brandon knows that I love Crown Cola, that's a mood booster. So yeah, and so enjoy that mood boost, and then just honestly enjoy your surroundings, especially if you're at home. I feel like when I'm stoned and I'm sitting on the couch and I kind of look around, I feel more gratitude for my space, mm-hmm. because like this is my space. Like I'm here.
You feel
I feel safe. Yeah, yeah. Like I'm doing the damn thing. Like I'm chilling. You know, whatever I'm doing while I'm stoned.
It's all about like listening to your body.
Yes.
And you can just become much more in tune with it too whenever you smoke weed.
Absolutely.
You can relax and enjoy those effects.
Yes, totally. And yeah, those are just a couple things that we think if you're preparing for your first high, or yes. if you're a newer cannabis user, those are just really good little things to set yourself up for so yeah. much success that you might think is silly when you're thinking about it. But honestly, that end result, like, this is stuff I've been smoking for forever, and this mm-hmm. is stuff that I still do.
Right, you right. know? It's kind of like a routine that you always, you know, mm-hmm. you still think about the people that you want to go smoke a bowl
yes.
with. You still want to plan your snacks
Definitely.
And figure out if you want to go smoke some flowers, you know, mm-hmm. do dabs, eat some edibles, or... And then, like, the activities you want to go do with
totally.
The people, or you're by yourself, mm-hmm. walking in through nature, and just, I don't know. Marijuana yeah. has so many great medicinal benefits to it that, yeah, we just love it. And
we do.
We just
we
wanted
sure
to
do.
Help you guys out. Anyone who has never been high from marijuana, mm-hmm. we hope that these points can really help you out, and feel free to, like, let us know.
Totally.
If, you know, we did help set you up for success. But.
Yeah. And if you have more questions, we always say, please send us DMs. Please send us an email if you guys have
yes.
any questions.
The Cannabis Hangout at Gmail.
Yes. Or at the Cannabis Hangout on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that concludes today's episode, Bran. What'd
yeah.
you think?
Yeah. No, that was good.
Dope. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. And we cannot wait to hop back on here and talk to you guys soon.
Stay tuned.
Stay elevated. Mm-hmm.